Welcome to Campus to Cyber, the podcast by the German UDS. In this episode, we are excited to introduce you to BICME, Education Campus in the Metaverse, a project based at the German UDS. We're using AI to produce this podcast powered by Notebook LM. Today's topic takes us into the heart of the project, the development of a fully digital university campus in the Metaverse. This bold initiative is transforming how we think about learning environments, making education more accessible on the global scale. The virtual campus will provide immersive interactive spaces that enhance the learning experience like never before. So let's jump into the dive deep into the future metaverse at the German UDS and explore how the digital transformation is shaping the future of education.
Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. And today we're diving into your research grant proposal about creating a virtual university campus in the metaverse. It's fascinating, really, this proposal from the Jern University of Digital Science. It isn't just some far-off thing, you know, like a futuristic fantasy. It's based on research about how we learn and collaborate in virtual spaces.
Yeah, it's really interesting how they present the metaverse as this engine for innovation. I mean, it's more than just recreating the physical world, right? They're looking at how we can go beyond the limits of that.
It's like taking all the best parts of a real campus and sort of amplifying them in this digital space. One of the biggest things that stands out to me is this idea of no more geographical barriers to collaboration.
Absolutely. Yeah. Imagine if a student in Brazil could attend a seminar led by, let's say, a professor in Japan, all from a virtual dorm room. That accessibility could really change things for students in remote areas or who have trouble traveling.
It'd be like teleporting to these incredible classrooms and labs all over the world. But it's more than just attending lectures, right? This proposal seems to really focus on how powerful collaborative learning could be in the metaverse.
Yeah, for sure. Imagine working on a group project with people from different continents. You could collaborate on research in real time, or even just have a virtual study session. There are so many possibilities to make learning more exciting.
So we're not talking about recreating those old boring lecture halls in a virtual space. This is about designing environments that actually help us be more creative and solve problems better.
Yeah, you got it. And this is what I think is so cool about their approach. They're thinking about things like nature-inspired workspaces, virtual innovation labs, even adding in movement and simulation to the campus design. Remember that study about how even a short walk can spark new ideas? Well, they found that even simulated movement, like riding a virtual train, can get those creative juices flowing.
I'm picturing a group of students brainstorming for their next big project, but they're on this virtual high-speed train, zipping through these amazing landscapes. It's a lot more stimulating than just staring at the same four walls.
Exactly. And that's the kind of out-of-the-box thinking in this proposal. It's all about creating experiences you just couldn't have in real life.
Yeah.
And speaking of pushing boundaries, there's this whole avatar effect thing. I found that really interesting.
Yes. That our digital representations can change how we think and act, even in the real world. That's where it gets really fascinating. What's the deal with that?
So they talked about this one study where people used hero avatars in a virtual game, like Superman, you know?
Yeah.
And the people who were those heroes were twice as likely to help others in real life afterward. It seems our virtual selves can actually inspire us to be better people.
That's wild. So the way we design these avatars, like what we make them look like and act like, could actually change the learning environment. Could we use that to encourage people to work together or even just be nicer to each other?
It's definitely something to think about, and the researchers agree. They suggest this thing called gestalterisch begleitet Avanzfall. It means they want to carefully choose which avatars are available. So no reinforcing bad stereotypes or anything like that. They want to make the campus inclusive from the start.
So a neon green three-headed avatar might be cool to some people, but probably not the best fit for this. It has to be a welcoming space for everyone. That makes me think about accessibility, though. How can we make sure everyone can be a part of this virtual campus? I mean, not everyone has the same technical skills or resources.
It's a big question, and they do talk about it in the proposal. One thing they suggest is offering the platform in a couple of ways. Like, you could use a regular computer, or you could use those more immersive technologies, you know, the extended reality stuff. That way, people can choose how immersed they want to be. based on what they need and what they have access to.
Options are good, but even with the best technology, designing a whole virtual campus seems like a huge job. Where do you even start?
That's where their approach is really interesting. They're using three main methods for the design. And the first one, they're not starting from scratch. They're looking at research about real-life spaces and how they affect learning. Like what works well, what wouldn't work in a virtual setting. They're using that knowledge as a starting point.
So they're learning from both worlds then, real-world design and what already works in virtual spaces. What else are they doing?
They're also going to get feedback from the people who will actually be using the campus. Students, teachers, even people from companies that might be involved. They want to understand what people need, what they prefer, and any concerns they have. So think surveys, focus groups, things like that.
User feedback is so important. I can already imagine the suggestions. We need more virtual coffee shops. And what about a library with holograms and endless books?
I'm sure those ideas will come up. But their third method is really interesting. It's called place situation analysis.
Place situation analysis. Now that one has got me curious. Tell me more.
So they analyze how certain places, real or imagined, make people feel and act. And then they use those findings to design the virtual spaces. Like if they want to make a space for intense focus, they might get inspiration from a really quiet library or a peaceful clearing in a forest.
And if they want a space for debates and brainstorming, maybe they look at a busy coffee shop or a lively city square. It's like they're creating a mood board for each virtual space, using real and fictional settings to get the right atmosphere.
Exactly. And it's not just about visuals. They're thinking about how all the senses work together. Like sound design is important. And they're even looking into incorporating touch and smell in the future.
That's what I call immersive. But with all this talk about the future and pushing boundaries, it makes you wonder about the real world. Are they trying to replace physical universities completely with this metaverse campus?
That's the big question, right? But the proposal doesn't say that their goal is to replace physical campuses entirely.
So it's more about creating new possibilities, expanding access to education, not necessarily getting rid of the old ways.
Right. They seem to see it as working alongside existing systems, at least for now. They even mentioned creating what they call a digital twin of their real campus building.
A digital twin? What's that? Is it like a virtual tour? Those 3D things you see online, but better?
Even better than that.
Yeah.
Think of it like a dynamic interactive replica. It mirrors what's happening in the real world in real time. So if they move furniture around in a lecture hall, even if they repaint a hallway, those changes would show up in the virtual version too.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It's like this window into the real campus that's constantly changing, no matter where you are. But wouldn't that be a nightmare to maintain?
To deal with that, they propose using a real-time content management system. So any updates in the real world would automatically appear in the digital twin. Think of it like those design programs where you make a change to a blueprint and boom, you see it in the 3D model right away.
That makes a lot more sense. What about the technology behind all of this? A virtual campus like that must need some serious digital power. What are they using?
They cover that too. High-performance servers, cloud computing, the newest VR and AR hardware and software. They're going all out.
Seems very impressive, but also expensive. Not everyone can afford that kind of cutting-edge tech. How are they planning to deal with those barriers?
It's a key concern, and they acknowledge that. They talk about making sure there are options for different budgets and different tech skill levels. Things like loaner programs for equipment, maybe a desktop version for people who don't have VR, and making sure it works with lots of different devices.
Making it accessible for everyone is crucial, especially if they want to change education like this. But even with all the best tech in the world, there's still the human factor. How do we know that students and educators will be able to use this virtual campus well? I mean, we don't want people getting lost in the metaverse.
That's where training and support come in. A big part of their plan is developing resources to help people, like tutorials, workshops, even virtual coaches. Those resources would teach people how to use the platform, how to fix any problems they have, and how to really get the most out of it.
So they've got the tech, the design, the user experience all figured out. But what about the actual learning? What kinds of events and activities are they picturing on this campus?
They've got a pretty amazing range of things planned. The usual lectures and seminars, but also interactive workshops, virtual conferences, even social events and meetups.
So I could be attending a lecture on astrophysics, floating through a nebula in my pajamas. I am so there.
It seems that way. They really emphasize those unique learning experiences that you just couldn't have in the real world.
Okay, so the idea is great and all, but how do we know it'll actually work? It's one thing to imagine this perfect virtual university, but how are they going to measure if it's effective?
That's where their research focus is really clear. They have a whole section dedicated to studying how this metaverse campus affects things. Everything from how much people learn and how well they collaborate to the well-being of students and faculty, and even the environmental impact. It's a whole research project in itself.
So it's not just about building a cool virtual world, it's about really analyzing how that world changes the way we learn, the way we work together, and how we connect.
Exactly. And they're going to share what they learn through academic publications and by developing guidelines for others. It's all about understanding how to design good, ethical virtual learning environments.
They've definitely thought this through. A research-driven approach, focusing on accessibility and user experience, even the environmental impact. But there's one last piece of the puzzle, right? How are they planning to keep this going financially once the initial funding is gone?
They've got a plan for that. They call it a multifaceted approach to sustainability. It covers both the financial side and the environmental impact.
So, how do you make money from a virtual university? Virtual tuition, a metaverse bookstore?
Interesting question. But they're thinking beyond just copying the ways we already make money. They're looking into things like renting out virtual space to companies for meetings and conferences, or offering special training programs for professionals, maybe even creating a marketplace for virtual stuff.
So it could be this hub where people create and share knowledge, bringing in all kinds of different users and making money in lots of different ways.
That's the idea. And they're reducing the need for travel and all that, so they're trying to minimize the impact on the environment too.
It's like they're building this system where attracting more users and resources actually helps them lessen their impact on the planet. It's pretty amazing. But for all the talk about innovation and technology, this proposal doesn't shy away from the challenges, does it?
No, they definitely don't. They actually end with a really thought-provoking question. How do we make sure this metaverse campus doesn't just repeat the inequalities we already have? How can we make it a truly fair and inclusive learning environment for everyone?
It's one thing to get rid of geographical barriers, but the digital divide is real. Not everyone has the same access to technology or reliable internet. Some people might not even have the skills they need to navigate a virtual environment.
And it's not just about access, it's about how we design these spaces. How do we make them welcoming to everyone, no matter their background, their abilities, or how they learn best?
It's not simple, but it's a conversation we need to have. We can't assume that building a virtual campus will magically fix all the problems with our education system.
Exactly. That's what's so interesting about this proposal. It's not some perfect vision of the future where there are no problems. It's a well-researched and thoughtful look at the potential and the challenges of building a university in the metaverse.
It's like a call to action for all of us, educators, tech people, policymakers, even students. We all need to work together to make sure these new technologies actually create a more equitable, accessible, and engaging learning experience for everyone.
I agree. This has been a fascinating deep dive. We're not just talking about pixels on a screen. This is about the future of education and finding new ways to connect and collaborate as human beings.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this. If you could design the perfect virtual learning environment, what would it look like? What possibilities would it open up? Let us know in the comments. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.